Bob Martinez has been in the hospital so many times, the surgical staff treats him like a regular at a coffee shop.
They all knew me. How you doing, Mr. Martinez?
Martinez is 81. In the last few years, he's had more than a dozen surgeries on his right leg, including a foot amputation, a casualty of diabetes. Heart failure has warranted about half a dozen more procedures. Martinez says he's had enough.
I'm so sick and tired of being in hospitals, I'm telling you. I said, oh my God, no more. I said, no more.
That's when hospital staff told him about a program through Sutter Health that would send people to take care of him at home. It's called the Advanced Illness Management Program, or AIM. It's designed for people like Martinez who have multiple chronic illnesses. It's not hospice. That's for people doctors say have 6 months or less to live. This program is for the pre-hospice population, people estimated to be in the last 18 months of life. The AIM program assigns a team of doctors, nurses, and social workers to carefully coordinate care for each patient and do all they can to keep them out of the hospital.
Come on in.
Hey.
This winter morning, nurse Eileen Capuyan and social worker Ali Chu come to Martinez's home in Oakland for their weekly visit.
Can I listen to your lung sound?
Sure.
Martinez sits in the brown leather armchair in his living room while the nurse checks his blood pressure and breathing. But mainly they talk about the pain in Martinez's leg, about how his dominoes game is going. And they also talk about what happens when his health gets worse, what kind of care he wants and what he doesn't want.
I don't want to be resuscitated. I just don't want to be.
The founders of the AIM program hope these ongoing visits build the kind of trust where patients can fully explore these questions. Chief Program Executive Betsy Gornett says this avoids rushed decisions that don't capture a person's real values.
Spending 15 minutes in a doctor's office or in an ICU in a crisis isn't necessarily the way to do advanced care planning.
Gornett says the ongoing communication results in patients getting the kind of care they want and getting help before their conditions reach a crisis level.
We've been able to track very consistently 30% reduction in emergency room visits by these patients, 50% reduction in hospitalizations.
That, in turn, has saved money.
We've seen total cost of care go down, you know, anywhere from $3,600 to $5,000 per patient per 90-day period.
Now, this is the kind of talk that has sparked fiery debates in Washington. Back in 2009, the idea of doctors even talking to their patients about their end-of-life wishes spurred fears of death panels rationing care. But today, the tone is shifting. Health policy lobbyist Andrew McPherson says he's seeing a death of the death panels.
We're in a totally new place today.
He says lawmakers are having real bipartisan discussions about overhauling the American way of death, especially now that more and more of them are shepherding their own parents through the end of life.
People's personal stories about their mother, about their father, are really what bring folks to the table to say, look, we need to have a healthcare system that is responsive to patients' values and preferences and wishes when they're really seriously ill.
He says officials in Washington are keeping an eye on the Sutter program as a model that might be replicated across the country. The Medicare program, which pays for health care for people over 65, gave the AIM program a $13 million grant from a fund created under the Affordable Care Act. In return, they want to see the program generate savings for Medicare of at least $29 million. It's one of several experiments Medicare is investing in.
And the big question is whether or not they'll pan out.
That's Suzanne DelBanco of the nonprofit group Catalyst for Payment Reform. She says Medicare is trying to move away from paying for individual services, which she says incentivizes doctors to order more tests and more procedures, to a more holistic payment system that rewards doctors for actually helping their patients get better.
It's almost like we're going from an a la carte menu to a prefix meal where you pay a set amount for all your courses.
But there are two big unknowns. First,
we don't know for sure whether or not financially it will end up being beneficial in the effort to curtail our healthcare costs.
Second, if the numbers do work out in the government's favor, can programs like Sutter's operate in a way that's still good for their own bottom line? Sutter's task this year is to find the balance between saving money for Medicare and keeping its own program in business so it can keep patients like Bob Martinez as comfortable as possible until the end.
I think about death quite a bit, especially now that Josie left.
Martinez's wife, Josie, died 2 years ago. She was at home, her husband at her side.
God's got plans for everyone, different plans. Some die at home, some die in the hospital. I want to be home like she was. if it comes to that. But anyway, I take it anyway. I just want to be with her now.
Bob Martinez died in May. He was at home in his living room, surrounded by family. I'm April Domboski.